month. With that in mind, Team Hope's Christmas Shoebox Appeal has now been launched, and it was launched last week by Alison Curtis of Today FM. I know it's a bit early in the month, but it's early in the year still, but listen, things are happening all over the place. This is all about helping people and putting something into a shoebox for children in the poorest regions of the world by the 9th of November. Carol Hennessy is the manager of the team of the Shoebox Appeal, and I'm delighted that she joins me on the programme to talk a little bit more. Carol, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Dara. It's lovely to be with you this afternoon.
Well, listen, I'm delighted to welcome you to the show all the way down here in the deep south of Youghal. What's it like up there in Dublin?
It's actually nice and sunny. It was a bit chilly this morning, but once the sun's shining, it's all good. It's dry.
Give us back our sunshine. We had sunshine earlier and it's gone.
I'm sure it'll be on the way. We'll send some down.
Well, look, talking about sunshine, it's a nice lead-in to the Team Hope's Christmas Shoebox Appeal, because I suppose what you're trying to do is to bring a bit of a ray of sunshine to people, to young people who are in the poorest regions of the world. And, you know, talk to me a little bit more about what's involved and how people can get involved.
Well, it's very simple, Dara, and it is, you're right, you know, it's all about putting smiles on children's faces and bringing sunshine into lives. Lives whose are very bleak, whose families have to survive on less than a euro a day, you know, and for these children, they think they've been forgotten about. And to get a box filled with shoebox gifts and lovely little gifts, and that's just all for them, is just simply out of this world and amazing for them. It brings them love and hope all in a box.
Yeah, and I suppose if we think back ourselves, you know, to our younger days, when we got up Christmas morning and we were, you know, anticipating what Santa might have brought to us, we'd all remember the joy, you know, when we opened the first gift, you know, to see what somebody had left for us. So that's the kind of the image you're trying to create, that sort of a sense, that feeling. Also the sense of hope, as you say, a sense of belonging that you're not forgotten about.
Exactly, exactly. And, you know, for these children, many of them are, some of them are living on the streets, some of them are in orphanages, some of them are heading up child-headed households in Malawi and Swaziland because their parents have died from HIV/AIDS. So they're trying to care for younger brothers and sisters, and they're still children themselves. And, you know, it's just great for them just to get some school supplies is so exciting. It means they can go back to school. A copybook is often like a passport to education for these children, and to have their own pens, our partners tell us, you know, they are so happy to get them. And, you know, to even get a tube of toothpaste. One little girl I was reading about in a story from Malawi, where Cork shoeboxes went to last year, and she got a tube of Colgate toothpaste in her shoebox, and she was so happy because she was quite conscious of her teeth, and just to have her own toothbrush and toothpaste was amazing.
So it's really the simple little things that will bring great joy to these children's faces and to their lives. And I suppose when people, they think about a shoebox appeal, they're probably wondering, what do they put in? You're not looking for the Xbox or the iPhone or whatever. They're actually simple items that will bring great joy to these children.
Exactly, Dara. And it's so easy to take part. All you have to do is get an empty shoebox, an adult-sized shoebox, wrap it in Christmas paper, wrap the lid separately, and we have a leaflet explaining all about it on teamhope.ie. And what you do is you put in the four W's, something to wash with, something, so face flannel, toothbrush, toothpaste, something to wear, clothes, a hat, scarf, underwear, socks, something to write with, the school supplies, the crayons, the pens, the notebooks, the notepaper, and then something that'll make children go, wow. It could be a photo of yourself, it could be a little toy car, it could be a tennis ball, some sunglasses, a little game, some plastic animals. The list is endless, what you can put in.
I'm not sure now, really, that a photograph of myself would bring a wow to a child. They might start crying. Take that personally. But, you know, the idea is absolutely brilliant. And, like, a small game or a doll or the little matchbox cars that we used to have years ago, you can still get them. But for a child, and their imagination can just take off.
Exactly, you know, and every gift is precious. You know, I've seen little kids get, you know, even the Coca-Cola light up trucks, and suddenly you press a switch and they're light up, or little girls getting, and boys getting, cuddly toys that they've never had before. And because their parents can't afford to, you know, hardly put bread on the table, never mind buy toys or shoes. So to get this is just lovely. And I've been in homes and in orphanages. I've been in a water tank out in Armenia that is home to for several families. And I'd say, who's the photograph that's there? And that's the person who sent me the shoebox. You know, they cannot believe that somebody so far away in Ireland cares enough to send them these gifts.
And you mentioned Malawi there, Carol. I know Malawi quite well. I've never been there myself personally, but I've done a lot of charity work to assist different groups and organisations there. But if people want to get involved, what's the best way of getting involved? Where do they send the shoeboxes to?
Okay, well, first of all, go on our website, which is teamhope.ie, and you'll get all the promotional material. You can order leaflets. We suggest that everybody who takes part has a leaflet, because you'll need to, the boy-girl sticker and the envelope to donate €4. And also we have flat pack boxes as well that are available if people can't get them. They're in Tiger shops and independent shops around the country. So you order them, and then we will have a list of all our drop-off points up by the towards the end of October, and it'll be usually AXA, Toy Master, First Up Tires, and any local shops that take part as well. I know O'Sullivan's Chemist was a drop-off last year in Yall, and we'll be putting all those up on our website towards the end of October. And we're very grateful to everyone who takes part, our volunteers, everyone. And Dara, can I just say something? Our team in Cork are desperately seeking a warehouse to check the shoeboxes in Cork City. So in case any of your listeners know anyone, we would love to the use of a premises for the month of November, the last week of October, and for the month of November.
So yeah, we'd be delighted to put that call out there. And for anybody that's listening, if you know of anybody that has a warehouse, a spare, just, you know, somewhere where they can actually go through these shoeboxes and store them and get them ready for shipping, let us know here at 0249 11199, and we'll pass on the information to Carol and the team at Team Hope. But the website to go to, and it's a fantastic website, teamhope.ie, and you can click on Christmas Shoebox Appeal. It's an absolutely fantastic website. And of course, the work that you do is not just limited to the Shoebox Appeal.
No, because we work all the year through. I mean, last year we collected 264,636 shoeboxes, which was amazing. And 10,000 of those came from Cork City and from Yall. And, you know, it's just brilliant to be able to work all the year round with these children through healthcare and education, providing clean water, you know, renovating schools and orphanages, getting self-help groups set up in Malawi and in Swaziland. I have the privilege of seeing some of these groups, and it's just amazing. In Malawi, I remember I was really struck by 6 or 7 families coming together. We bought them a field so that they could harvest and grow crops and fruit and vegetables, and not alone feed their own families, but also feed or sell them in the local market. And they set up an irrigation system, which was, the field was very near a river, and it was just fantastic to see people helping themselves. Because, you know, Dara, you can give a man a fish or you can teach him how to fish. And in Team Hope, we want to teach people how to fish, so they're not just thinking about handouts, but that we want to give them dignity and hope, and so that they can help themselves.
That's actually a great idea, you know. Rather than give somebody a fish, teach them how to fish. Teach them the tools that they can look after themselves. Well, Carol, listen, it's been a great pleasure talking to you. We'll keep this up. I'm on again on Wednesday, and I'll keep the message out there. November 9th is D-Day, when obviously you need the boxes in so that they get to where they're supposed to get to on time for Christmas. Yeah. To bring joy and happiness and light and hope to so many children. But in the meantime, if anybody wants more information, teamhope.ie is the website. And again, if there's anybody out there that, you know, has a warehouse or a spot in a warehouse that you can offer some help here, it would be greatly appreciated. But Carol, in the meantime, Continued success to everything you're doing. Well done on what you're doing for the children in Malawi and Swaziland. And I'm sure our paths will cross again in the near future.
Hopefully, Dara. And I just, again, say thank you to everybody, because everyone can be part of the team. You know, from yourself shouting out about the shoeboxes and giving shout-outs to all our volunteers around the country. And we're always looking for volunteers as well. So if anybody wants to get involved, just give us a shout and they can do a shoebox, or we can give them other things, because we couldn't do it without your support.
Fantastic, and well said. Carol, listen, have a great day, have a great week, and we'll be in touch again very soon.
Great. Thank you so much, Dara.
Take care. Have a good day.
Listeners.
Bye-bye.
Care. Bye.
And there we had Carol Hennessy from the Shoebox Appeal with Team Hope. If you want to find out more information, teamhope.ie is the website. And really, it's a shoebox, an adult-sized shoebox, put some Christmas paper on it, and things that they can use to write, to wash, to wear are the wow effect, sunglasses, games, a small Irish gift, even a photograph of yourself. Now, I'm not sure that I'd be putting a photograph of myself in, because it mightn't be so wow, but you get the point. Teamhope.ie.